It's a good problem to have, you know, but, you know, he's got to, you know, just find ways to, you know, to work around it and to find ways to find plays to, you know, to be more productive on offense and to work around eight and nine in the box. So yeah.
Kind of means you've arrived, right, Doug, in a way, you personally.
It means, you know, that, you know, the run game is definitely a big part in our offense and, you know, to able to stop it, you have to put 8-9 in the box. So that's what our defense are doing.
Is there ways for you to break through when there's 9 guys in the box? I mean, everybody and their brothers after you. Is there ways to break through?
In that case, you just got to be patient. This is a lot of plays. I think the last game I had about like 70 plays. And, you just got to, you know, just be patient. Just wait for one of those plays just to, you know, to be a breakout run.
Doug, we've been doing carries already, a lot of work, and you're on pace to have 400 carries this year. How important was the bye week for a guy like you?
It's definitely important, you know, to get my body right. You know, I got a few massages over on the off season, on the bye week, and it was a good time just to, you know, look back, watch film, and, you know, see what I need to do to improve in my game and as well as the offense.
Do you have any concerns about the workload, or not an issue for you?
As long as I feel fine, then I have no worries.
Doug, checking the films over the first 4 games for you personally. You feel there were plays that you could have made, a guy you could have deked, or you feel you've done what you can through 4 weeks?
For the most part, I feel like I've done what I can. But there's definitely some plays I would have wanted back. But it is what it is, and I just gotta, you know, moving forward, just remember, you know, what I got to do to increase the yardage in those plays.